Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fed Ray Zak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is April 18, 2024, and today is Thursday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the U.S. markets continue to sell off. But first, no major economic events scheduled for today. So as we look at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, we're watching the major pairs actually bounce versus the U.S. dollar as they are hitting supportish level. Now, looking at the indices, both the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq sold off lower. Looking at commodities, gold remained steady while oil actually tanks yesterday over $2 a barrel. Now, looking at the stocks, NVIDIA was the biggest loser and led the markets lower yesterday. However, all major components, all major stocks are really on important supportish levels. Now, lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin also joins the foray and sells off as well. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. First with the Euro USD. Now, it wasn't big supporters level, but it was some congestion before where you can consider it somewhat of a support level. So we did hit just below 106 to 105.99-ish level, 898-ish level, and then we bounced right above it. So we did bounce sharp. Okay, now the question is whether or not this is going to be considered a dead cat bounce, which means it's just a short selling covering, which creates this artificial spike in the market, and then we're going to see ourselves right back down to the bottom. So check it out. Just keep it on your radar because this can give us some activity. Might not be activity today, but it may give us some interesting activity as we're looking at it. GBP USD, same story. I also want to look at which particular symbols, okay, which particular forex pairs bounce the most vis-a-vis each other. So if the British pound doesn't bounce as hard, that may mean we're going to go lower and test that low again. So keep that in mind as we're looking at this. Australian dollar also bounced this. So it's across the board, really, as we're looking at that. Now, looking at the Japanese yen, did slightly get stronger, but it's close to its all-time record lows. At about that 154.80-ish level, but we're off at about 60 pips. No big deal, but just remember that this is making new lows and made new lows as well. Now, jumping into commodities, gold steady at 23.78, showing some strength there, okay? So this may have another push on the upside if it continues to show some resiliency here. Now, looking at crude oil, we tanked almost $3 a barrel, okay, to 82.69. We're sitting on supportish level on a daily chart. Okay, we're sitting on a 30-day moving average. That's really important as we are on supportish level. So I'd like to see some sort of bounce here. Potentially that could happen, right? Now, jumping into the U.S. markets, they continued to sell off yesterday, just slightly lower, but the futures bouncing this morning and looking like they're consolidating. Okay, it does look like it's consolidating because we're watching the forex symbols actually kind of tighten. The dollar is not as strong. And that may be an impetus for the Dow Jones to actually bounce a little bit and also the Nasdaq. Okay, the Nasdaq did finally catch up to the Dow Jones after a couple of days. Now, next week, we have lots of activity coming up in the financial markets, including corporate earnings season. So keep that in mind as well. Now, looking at the individual stocks, let's jump to NVIDIA because that was the biggest loser. All right, you can't see it so clearly here. You can see it a little bit on a 1 hour chart. We are on supportish level. Okay, on many components, on many, many stocks. So keep that in mind, trading here at 838. Now let's take a look at Cisco. Cisco's also on supportish level as that is back down to that $47. Intel actually lower, okay, broke that supportish level. That's really important to note. And what other one was on pushing lower? JP Morgan, gap down and go down. This thing really getting very weak this past week. So making a huge shift in the market as this is correcting itself as well. So all these components on supportish level, as we're going into next week, we may see a bounce and then possibly a sell-off if companies didn't come out with as good earnings. So keep that in mind. Morgan Stanley did come out yesterday, or the other day rather, and did actually beat its earning estimates. So sentiment in the market is still relatively positive, but always want to put that but there because you never know what's going to happen in the markets any given time. You always have to play a little bit of defense while you're playing offense. So keep that in mind. Bitcoin back on the lows at $61,000, okay, on breaching that 62,000, okay, which was supportive level. But let's see if it does get a bounce here. If it does get a bounce, then we may see it just having a new range between 60 to 72,000, okay? So keep that in mind. But if you do breach 60,000, well, then potentially we could go back down, okay? So keep that in mind. As quickly as it goes up, sometimes as quickly as it goes down. It's a V formation, just upside down. So keep that in mind. This is Fed Rates Echo, and I wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.